This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I guess Richard Sherman just started posting home security video, which, by the way, kudos to Richard Sherman for having a massive system. He's got like 17 cameras. He's got the whole like camera one, camera two.
Yeah, yeah.
He's posted all these photos. While he has a nice security system, it doesn't stop anyone from just kicking in his window. So I guess he wasn't home, but his wife and kids were home. And three masked guys, you just see the video. It looks like just kind of like a living room window. They kick in the window, kick in the screen, and then the three of them kind of rush into the house. And it doesn't show any video of what his wife did, but he did say that house being robbed at gunpoint with my family in it isn't what anyone wants for a birthday gift. Scary situation that my wife handled masterfully and kept my kids safe. If anyone has info that can help find these people, please reach out. And then he, you know, posted screenshots. They've got their faces covered, but sounds like someone did actually DM and says that like they have video of looks like the same group of people. So this may be like one of those kind of targeted rings,
sure,
out there. But it's kind of horrifying to think about, whether you're Richard Sherman or not. Like the idea of just like you're home, or you're not home, but your wife and kids are there, and then all of a sudden like three dudes just burst into your home all brandishing guns.
Yeah.
And hopefully the wife was upstairs and called 911. Like I said, he hasn't given any details on what happened, but we didn't see anything about the wife or kids being tied up. But she did say, you know, handled it masterfully. And
I mean,
kept the kids safe.
Maybe she just gave him a bunch of credit cards and said, be on your way. Who knows? We're probably not going to get details right away, but the fact that no one was hurt is the big victory. But yeah, really unsettling, as you said.
Yeah, scary stuff there. That's like, I always think about that. Like, what would you do? Like, it's always the idea of like, well, you know, I got my guns and I'm ready. Well, you're sitting in your living room and then someone just kicks in your front door.
Oh no.
You have that story, right? Wasn't it your dad that had to like confront a naked like intruder?
Oh, it was it was my mom's coworker.
Yeah, your mom's coworker.
They heard like a tapping on the glass and like outside their back door, and they thought it was like maybe rain or something. Yeah. And it turned out it was like a burglar trying to see if there was anybody inside the house. They opened the door and like, yeah, there he was. He got bum rushed and yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, what do you, I mean, dude, if you're sitting there on your couch and just out of nowhere, someone just kicks in your window. I don't know about you, but I'm not like wearing my holster at all times.
Yeah.
You know, it's just some scary stuff. So it was weird to see. I don't know why. I just thought it was weird to see the footage. I'm always fascinated by like celebrity homes. Mm-hmm. And so to see like Richard Sherman's home with like all his kids' stuff.
Or at least whatever room they decided to break into, wherever
right?
they were. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so
it's crazy.
You know, hopefully, you know, these guys get caught.
And it is something
prayers out to Richard Sherman and his family
that came up like more earlier in the regular season. But first, you know, you had the Travis Kelce had to move because he wasn't in the right kind of community with the right kind of gated things when he started dating Taylor Swift. Yeah. And then Dan Campbell got doxxed by some high school kid that was a friend of his sister's, and he's got to move. And then you got the Joe Burrow break. There's a bunch of stars now. They're saying it's becoming a pattern for these criminals who know who the big people are, who know they have expensive things in their homes, cash, jewelry, whatever. And it's happening more and more.
Yeah, and I don't know if this was, if they knew this was Richard Sherman's house. I don't know if they knew he wasn't home, but obviously someone was home, the wife and the kids, when they broke in. That's just always a weird, I always had that thought, like when I would go down to let my, and I still have it every now and then, like when I go downstairs to let my dog out at night, like one of my weird things, it gets me every time, is when I go down to let him out and I flip on the outside light, I always, it's just like one of those weird things. What if someone's just standing there?
I think we all have a couple of those little scenarios where, like, you know, you go to put your key in the lock and you turn around and the light goes on behind you and someone's standing there all of a sudden. Like, yeah, it's yeah, it can be unsettling for sure.
Yeah. And I just, I've always,
seeing stuff like this doesn't help.
No. And so I just, it's always one of those, because I'm not a real, you know, I'm not a real, like, oh my God, like people are coming for me sort of person. Yes. It is always in the back of my mind when the light goes on. I just was like, this is one just standing there. And it would actually be scarier if they weren't doing anything. Right? It's one thing, like, if when someone, like, bursts in, you're like, okay, like, someone's attacking me. I've always thought, like, the scariest movies are the ones where, like, the people, it's, there's a movie, I think it's called, is it called The Others? It's, like, these people are, like, in a cabin. And they end up kind of getting surrounded, and they wear, like, kind of doll masks.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a really scary line in there where they're just kind of sitting outside of the house, like, kind of harassing. And the wife, like, yells, why are you doing this? And this girl, just in this weird voice, just goes, because you were home. And she's really calm and just...
I still remember that trailer, and it's giving me goosebumps right now. It's chilling.
Yeah, it's like they're not trying to necessarily kick in. They're just there. Like, you can look at it. You can see them just staring at you. And to this day, that gets me. And so when I saw the Richard Sherman video of the dudes, like, outside the window, I just, like, ah.
And it's a very obviously sensitive and serious subject, but he said, you know, if anyone has information, you know, DM me, I'd love to know. And somebody said, have you considered it to be Michael Crabtree?
Andrew Andrews is going to be on there. It's part of the ring going after Richard Sherman. Well, Richard Sherman had that problem. Remember where he had, like, the psychotic breakdown? And he was caught on security camera.
Wasn't he, like, fighting his wife's dad or something like that? Trying to kick in the door. Yeah.
So, you know, Richard Sherman with a bad security footage thing again. So, anyway, find these sons of bitches, arrest them, and hopefully everyone is safe there at the Sherman family. All right, we come back, Club 1080. Speaking of, I didn't realize I was going to do this, but there is a horrifying piggyback story that I'll have. The idea of, like, one of your ultimate fears coming true.
I know what you're talking about. Oh my God.
Because I think every one of us has had this as a kid or as an adult. The old, is there a monster under my bed? Mm-hmm. That when we come back, Club 1080.